Well, when I came back to you last year in August, before the hurricane hit, you remember me probably telling you that as I was unpacking my stuff and rebuilding the studio, I had the devotional for 59 Days of Love One Another's, which is actually from Harvest Church, back where I came from. And as I looked at it, I thought to myself, you know, we're going to incorporate that. So we did. And since then, of course, we ran out of 59 days. Those were great. That got us through. And then, of course, I decided to start pulling books and other resources. So yesterday, I spent pretty much all afternoon, all morning, going back and watching some of the sermons that had touched me over the years. But there was one point yesterday that Lizzie was telling me that a few years back, she felt like that she was being lazy because she wasn't doing anything when she got home, and that someone had told her that meant that she was at peace. So that took me back to a sermon that I heard that is called Are You Running Out of Gas? So this week we're going to take the Are You Running Out of Gas sermon and break it down each day for you. As a matter of fact, I'm actually working on a PDF that you'll be able to download from the website a little bit later on this afternoon for each day that'll help you guide you through some of this stuff as well. So the question today and this week will be, are you running out of gas? What are reasons that we run out of gas? That is our focus for this week. So we're going to break it down and we're going to talk about a couple each day. First two that come to mind, of course, is that you thought you had enough fuel, but you just didn't in your vehicle, right? Or sometimes you run out of gas because you're just too busy to stop and refuel. Now, when you think about running out of gas in a vehicle, I want you to think about how you're personally and spiritually running out of gas. And we're going into Isaiah 40, 29 this week with He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Because we all know that life moves fast. It's work, it's family, it's church, it's school, it's sports. No matter how you line them up, it's easy to keep driving forward and moving forward and thinking that we're fine. We believe that we have enough strength stored up inside that we can handle it. We are superhuman people, right? But then one day, life throws something hard at us. Maybe it's stress, it could be sickness, it could be disappointment or grief. And then all of a sudden, we realize that our tank is empty. Personally, we're done. And why is that? Well, Isaiah reminds us that God is not surprised when we run out of strength. He doesn't shame us for being tired. Instead, what he does, he offers us his strength freely to those who admit that they're faint. It's just that simple. God doesn't ask you to hustle any harder. He asks you to pull over, be still, and let him refill you. And it's so simple. You need to only acknowledge that you need him and you need his power. What does refueling look like? It's setting aside time to pray. It's reading God's word daily. It's gathering with believers. It's pausing to rest and trusting God to work. So today, stop running on fumes. God's station is always open for you. His fuel never runs out. Remember these three words: stop, rest, and refuel. It's just that simple. As we go to you today in prayer, God, just fill our empty places with your strength. Help us slow down. Admit that we need you and we need to receive your grace today. It's often mentioned in the Bible, come to Jesus. Yet we overlook that calling, or we ask you to take a break and we tell you, hey, hold up. We'll be right back. But we're tired. We're tired of carrying this load alone. We need you more than ever now. You tell us to come to you. So here we are, Lord, ready and willing. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.